The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. It's October, the weather is getting cooler, the leaves are changing, and new technology is on the horizon. Coming up this month, a robotic guide dog called Phasia, get healthy with the Aptive audio-based exercise app, a brain implant prosthesis, and digital maps from a local company. That's what's coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips. This article is entitled, Prototype Robotic Guide Dog Supports Blind and Visually Impaired Travelers. This comes to us from Cool Blind Tech. A lowbrow university student has developed a robotic guide dog that could help support blind and visually impaired people. Designed by Anthony Camus, the product replicates the role of a guide dog as well as programming quick and safe routes to destinations using real-time data. Camus, who is a final year industrial design and technology student, said he was inspired by virtual reality gaming consoles to create the prototype named Phasia after the goddess of sight. Phasia is a portable and collapsible handled device that guides users through outdoor environments and large indoor spaces with very little input. Using a special control moment gyroscope, or CMG, the device moves users' hands and physically leads them, similar to holding the brace of a guide dog. According to Camus, the device is designed to access real-time online data, such as traffic patterns, including both pedestrians and cars, and weather, to guide users correctly and safely to their destinations. The device will also be able to help the user tackle specific interactions, such as elevators, stairs, and shops. It will also have a fail-safe procedure for high-risk scenarios, such as crossing busy roads, pushing the user back into a manual mode similar to using a cane. Camus said that the goal of many non-sighted people is to be independent and live a normal life. But unfortunately, many who endure vision loss feel excluded from situations and activities which many people take for granted, such as socializing, shopping, or going to restaurants. He added that such limitations are usually formed due to the fear of anxiety associated with having a partial understanding of the surroundings. Phasia has the capacity to expand a blind person's comfort zones and possibilities, broaden their horizons, and allow them to think less about walking and more about what's waiting for them at the end of the route. He added, the ultimate goal is that Phasia's users can traverse routes safely and efficiently at the same pace as, or even faster, than ordinary people, without the worry and hassle of visualizing the environment. Camus has successfully created prototypes that feature the CMG technology, and although the project is still in its infancy, he says the potential is there. I know this is a grand vision, but I hope people can see the positive effects Phasia could have on the blind community, he said. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Get more out of your workout with an Aptiv audio exercise app. This article comes to us courtesy of Access World Magazine, and it is written by Janet Ingber. Have you ever gone to an exercise class and had the instructor either freak out or totally ignore you? Both have happened to me. If you do not want to join a gym, do not live near a gym, want to avoid all the hassles, or want to supplement a gym program, the Aptiv Workout app is a very good option and also offers a free trial. Aptiv is an all-audio app that you can use on your iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch. An Android app is also available but is not being reviewed here. Aptiv is a mainstream app with an extensive list of workouts and trainers and new workouts constantly being added. Aptiv has workouts appropriate for beginners, experts, and everyone in between. The app is compatible with iOS 11 or greater or watchOS 5 or greater. The app is free just for a trial. There is a charge if you continue after the trial. An Aptiv subscription on the iPhone or iPad is required for the Watch app. Although Aptiv's entry in the App Store says iPod Touch is supported, there is a banner at the top of the App Store page indicating that only iPhone and iPad are supported. Here's the entry in the Apple's App Store. Let's say you're doing a treadmill exercise. You know, the kind where you occasionally change the speed and incline. Do you really need a video of someone telling you, it's time to go faster? Nah. Aptiv packs great audio-only classes for all those workouts that just don't make sense for video. Smart design, great music, and a huge library of classes make even the worst hardcore workout enjoyable. Aptiv lets you work out when you want, where you want, the way you want. Get unlimited access to audio-based fitness classes led by certified personal trainers. Find the perfect rhythm with a playlist of music you already know and love. Experience more than 2,500 workouts in a variety of categories, including running, elliptical, race training, rowing, strength training, stretching, yoga, and more. With 30 new classes added each week, there's a workout for every interest and fitness level. If you require help with the Aptiv app, you can access help by email at support@aptiv.com. There is also a help center. When you first open Aptiv, there are two buttons, Try It Now and Log In. Activating the Try It Now button loads a new screen with four edit boxes for first and last name, email address, and a password. Next is a Join button. The first time I tried to join, I was told I hadn't filled in all the boxes. I went back to the previous page and selected the Try It Now button again. I re-entered my information, and that time it worked. The next screen was for choosing your primary health goals. Survey options included lose weight, build strength, and stay fit. There is a continue button at the bottom of the list. Unfortunately, VoiceOver does not verify that buttons are selected. This was true throughout the survey. The next screen asked, how do you identify yourself? Options included male, female, and prefer not to disclose. The next screen used pickers for selecting your birthday, and the following screen asked for current fitness level. Additional screens asked about your workout schedule, how you like to exercise, your activity preferences, and equipment access. Finally, you are asked to choose a healthy habit to start, such as drinking more water or doing a daily meditation before sleep. The next screen asks whether you want Aptiv to remind you about your daily habit. The final screen is for subscribing. Aptiv offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. There are two payment plans, $14.99 per month, or save 44% by paying for the whole year at once. If you select either option, you will be brought to the Aptiv payment page. If you do not want to subscribe, make sure to select the Cancel button. Below the two subscription buttons is a Close button. This will bring you to Aptiv's main screen. However, you will not have access to all of Aptiv's features, including Coach. There is a menu button at the top of the screen. Selecting the profile option in the menu will present you with payment options. At the bottom right of the screen is the Join tab. If you haven't joined yet, Aptiv will send you emails with special offers to join. Once you join Aptiv, the bottom of the main screen has five tabs: Coach, Browse, team, programs, and notifications. There is a menu at the upper left corner. The middle of the screen contains information related to the tab that has been selected. The coach feature uses the responses you gave to the survey you completed regarding physical activity and fitness goals. When the coach tab is selected, there is a weekly agenda button near the top of the screen. Activating this button loads a screen with information about your daily streak and which workouts you should do on that day. There is also an Edit My Plan heading, where you can change workout days, activities, etc. When the Browse tab is selected, the top of the screen is labeled Workout Categories as follows: Treadmill, Strength Training, Outdoor Running, Stretching, Elliptical, Indoor Cycling, Yoga, Meditation, Stair Climber, and Pilates. Next are collections of workouts with a central theme. Examples include Upper Body Focus, your AM and PM routines, and Pilates Collection. The third tab is Team. This is Aptiv's social media forum. From the top left of the screen, flick right until you hear Add New Team Post. Select the button and write your post. The Programs tab contains a list of programs that Aptiv has created. Programs include Intro to Yoga and Kettlebell Training. Selecting any of the programs leads to a new screen with workouts for that program. The Notifications tab is where Aptiv will notify you about different programs and challenges. For example, I received a notification when Pilates was added to Aptiv. I also received a notification about how to edit my coach program. The Aptiv menu. In the top left corner of the screen is a menu button. When the menu opens, you will be at the bottom of the list of categories. There is also a close menu button located at the bottom. The first option is Profile. The first control is a button to add new team posts. Next is your name and how long you have been an active member. Next are your team posts. There is no back button to return to the first level. Selecting a different tab on the bottom will bring you back to the button to open the menu. The rest of the menu options have a back button in the upper left corner. The next menu option is Status. Here is where you can find information about your workout history, including the number of workouts you did last week and how many calories you burned. The next two menu items are Saved and Workout History. You can save any of your workouts. The Workout History option displays a list of which workouts you have performed. Each listing has the name of the workout, the trainer, level, and length of time. The next menu option, Invite a Friend, is where you can send a friend a guest pass to try Aptiv. The final menu category is Settings. The member information and fitness profile that you entered earlier will appear here. There is also an option to choose whether you want to receive notifications from Aptiv. Next is Apple Health. Activating this option will give instructions on how to integrate Aptiv with Apple Health. Selecting a workout. If you are new to a particular form of exercise, such as strength training or yoga, try the beginner workouts. Trainers will explain the movements you need to do. Trainers also explain movements and exercises in more advanced workouts. Some workouts will be labeled as all levels. If you are still not sure about how to do an exercise, consider doing a Google search for the move. For example, if I wanted to learn how to do a shoulder press, I would put shoulder press description in the search box. If you just put shoulder press in the search box, you will get a lot of videos. I've also used Siri and Alexa. They are not always correct, but they frequently give correct information. When ready to choose a workout, make sure the Browse tab is selected. Near the top of the screen is the heading, Workout Categories. The category list is below the heading. Double tap on the category you want to choose. On the next page, even before you get to the list of workouts from the category, there are two buttons, Sort and Filter. Since there are many workouts in each category, these buttons can save time. The Sort button lets you sort by newest, top-rated, most popular, and most played. The Filter button lets you sort by time, difficulty, trainer, and music genre. Once you have made your selections, double-tap the Apply button. Select the Cancel button in the upper left corner to get out of the menu without filtering. After the Sort and Filter options is a list of all workouts in the category you selected. Each listing has the name, equipment if needed, level, length of time, trainer's name, music style, and rating. Once a workout is selected, a new screen will load with specific information about the workout. There is an overview section giving a general idea of the workout, including the estimated calories you will burn. The What You'll Need section lists any necessary equipment, such as dumbbells or kettlebells. If you want to do strength training but do not have any equipment, there are many body weight exercises. The What You'll Do section gives a description of exercises in the workout. Some of the exercises will be listed. Get a list of the exercises by activating the Show All Moves button. The next section is Music from These Albums. This shows a list of albums from which songs will be heard during the workout. Next are options to schedule the workout, save it, download it, share it, or start it. Once you start a workout, a trainer will introduce themselves and explain the workout. There are many trainers, so experiment to determine whom you like. The trainer may suggest modifications, for example, doing push-ups on your knees instead of the traditional push-up. Nobody is watching, and it's not a test. When the workout is over, a new screen will appear. If you are using the coach feature, your daily streak will be listed. Next, a button labeled Frame It. This is for taking a selfie. Many active trainers suggest you take a selfie and post it to their team page. The final item is a Continue button. On the next page is the name of your workout and an opportunity to rate it on a scale of 1 to 5. Unfortunately, this feature is not accessible. The next item on the screen is Your Status. This tells you the length of time of your workout and approximately how many calories you burned. The Aptive app for the Apple Watch requires Watch OS 5 and the iOS app on your iPhone or iPad. Aptive's Watch OS app gives you access to workouts in your favorites list. When the Watch OS app is first opened, it will retrieve the list. You will need to download the actual workout onto your watch. Do this by selecting the workout on your watch. A new screen will load. Workout information will be at the top of the screen. The download button will be on the bottom. Aptive offers a very good alternative to going to the gym. The app has a couple of accessibility issues. It's not possible to rate classes, and there is no voiceover feedback when selecting options for your profile. The rest of the app worked well. I recommend the free trial to determine if Aptive is right for you. Just remember to cancel if you do not want to continue. If you'd like to learn more about the Aptive app for both iOS products and Android devices, you can visit their website. The website is aptive.com, and Aptive is spelled AAPTIV. Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech researchers develop a brain implant that could help the blind see. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. Researchers at the Illinois Institute of Technology have developed new brain implant technology that aims to bring sight to the blind, and it landed a grant from the National Institutes of Health to begin clinical trials. The Illinois Tech research team, led by Philip Troik, executive director of the school's Pritzker Institute of Biomedical Science and Engineering, created a wireless visual prosthesis system that's implanted in a patient's brain to help restore partial vision to someone who's lost the ability to see. The team received a $2.5 million grant from the NIH as the clinical trial process kicks off this week. The implant system, called the Intracortical Visual Prosthesis, connects directly to the visual cortex of the brain. bypassing the retina and optic nerves. By implanting these miniaturized wireless stimulators, the researchers believe they can help people with no sight visualize rendered images in real time. Given that people with total blindness don't have intact retinas or optic nerves, but do have the visual cortex, which is the area of the brain that allows you to see, researchers are hopeful that this approach can bring some level of sight to the blind. The start of clinical trials is a major development in Illinois Tech's nearly three decades of research around bringing artificial sight to the blind. This is an incredibly exciting moment, not just for the field of biomedical science, but more importantly, for people with blindness and their loved ones around the world, Troik said in a statement. Here's a short video about the program.
We're making vision prostheses that connect directly to the brain. In order to do that, we've had to design some miniature wireless devices that are tiny little modules that are about the size of a pencil eraser, that have electrodes that are so small that the tips of them, you could put 10 of them on one of your hair that's on your head. So they're that tiny. And they're injected into the brain. They look like a little miniature hairbrush. Each one has its own address. Each electrode can be told what to do. So it's like a little cell phone network in your brain. And with the information from a camera that's captured, we can then transform that into commands that then talk to this little cell phone network and then create vision percepts that you see in your brain. So in our case, we're bypassing the eyes, the optic nerve, and everything that comes before it. We're going right to the brain, and we're trying to see if we can actually talk to the brain and figure out how to use this amazing neural machine in order to create the perception of vision. It's surprising how even a small amount of vision perception can be extremely useful to people who have no vision perception. We think of our volunteers very much like astronauts were, because they're going to a place that's really a frontier. They're able to tell us what they can experience in ways that no one has been able to do so before. We really view them as research members of the team. We don't view them as, sometimes they're called human subjects, we don't view them that way. They're research members of the team who have the capability to tell us things that we can't know any other way. We'd be starting to recruit the five human volunteers that will form our little mini astronaut group that then would be the ones who would receive the devices over a three-year period. But the volunteers will be extremely important. This will be hard work. You know, I like to say that sometimes when I give talks that there's a word for science that doesn't exist and it's science fiction. That's how it works, right? Science fiction comes from science we know. And then that fiction inspires the science to go to new frontiers, and that's where we're going. At the end of the day, it's the people we're trying to help that really matter.
The team has spent the last 2 years in the preclinical phase, working with surgeons to develop implanting procedures. The researchers say they are now ready to surgically implant the devices in test subjects to see if and how it can improve sight. Implant surgeries are scheduled to take place at Rush University Medical Center in early 2021, the university said. Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. And here's a story with a local connection. Analytics company introduces free browser extension that converts graphs and charts into sound. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. Analytics company SAS has introduced a free browser extension that converts graphs and charts into sound, allowing users to create digital maps that can be explored using non-visual methods. Using the SAS Graphics Accelerator, students with visual impairments or blindness can access maps of their college campus, including points of interest such as intersections, bus stops, buildings, and other landmarks to help prepare for life on campus. The locations of objects on the non-visual digital maps are conveyed by sound to signify distance, direction, and orientation. According to the news announcement, nearby objects are indicated using a high-pitched sound, while distant objects emit a low pitch. Cardinal directions are indicated using the left-right balance of the speakers and by changing the nature of the sound, clean versus metallic. The maps are best navigated using headphones and a gamepad controller. In a blog post, SAS Director of Accessibility Ed Summers further explained how the maps work. Users explore non-visual digital maps using virtual cane. They can swing their virtual cane clockwise or counterclockwise. As the cane encounters an object within the map, the user hears the direction and distance of that object relative to their virtual location within the map. Users also hear the name of each object they detect with their virtual cane. Users can quickly change their virtual location within the map. For example, if a user detects an object of interest, they can press a key on their keyboard to move to the object. Users can also search the entire map for objects of interest and jump directly to any object. The combination of virtual location and virtual cane enables users to systematically explore a non-visual digital map. While doing so, they build a mental map of the objects and their relative position to each other. SAS is working with the Perkins School for the Blind to create and maintain a library of the maps that currently includes maps from Brown University, Carnegie Mellon, Clemson, Duke, Florida State, Johns Hopkins, North Carolina State, Texas Tech, UCLA, University of North Carolina, University of Virginia, and Virginia Tech, among others. The maps are housed on Perkins' Paths to Technology website and can also be posted on an individual school's website or shared via email. SAS plans to grow the library by crowdsourcing map creation for other colleges and universities around the world. While anyone can contribute, map creators need to be familiar with the needs of people with visual impairments. This product was built by the blind for the blind, said Summers, who is visually impaired himself and led the creation of the SAS Graphics Accelerator. With the ability to make charts and graphs consumable to people with blindness, geospatial data is a natural application for SAS Graphics Accelerator. We started with college campuses to address a common need among young students with blindness. It's exciting to consider what the crowd will come up with. Whether it's theme parks, city attractions, or walking tours, we're just getting started. Run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. Be sure to tune in next month. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips.